Good morning, Margaret.
Well, Fiona, you were an advisor during that infamous Helsinki summit in 2018. You've spoken about that in the past. I wonder what you think about how this Alaska summit compared.
Well, obviously quite different in many respects. Part of it was the fact that they decided to skip the one-on-one meeting and the lunch. I mean, these are usually part of the sort of set of summits like this. And the press conference obviously was more of an announcement or a set of announcements. Presentations by both leaders, much more by President Putin and more of a commentary by President Trump. So there wasn't that free-for-all of press questions, which I'm sure was a bit disconcerting for you and others who were present there at Alaska. But the optics weren't exactly great, as Congressman Crow has laid out for the United States and for President Trump again. I mean, again, different. But although it was presented as perhaps a show of power by being at a U.S. Air Force base with the flight passing of the B-52s and other fighter jets, it did certainly look much more like a show of appreciation for Vladimir Putin. And so the optics were really much more favorable to Putin than they were to the United States. It really looked like Putin had set the agenda there, the narrative, and in many respects, the tone for the whole summit meeting.